This week on HelpWithMySocialSecurity.com, we answer a question about retroactive benefits. Hi, my name's Chris Stein. I'm a certified financial planner and a finance instructor at Colorado State University. And welcome to this week on HelpWithMySocialSecurity.com. So we received the following fairly short question, actually, about claiming missed Social Security payments. So here's the question. I'm trying to help a friend who is a senior living in Florida. He's 90 years old and worked at a job paying about $23,000 per year until last year. He never filed for Social Security. Can he get back pay for all those years? Well, Social Security has very strict rules on filing what's called a retroactive application. So you are able to file a retroactive application to claim missed benefits if you had maybe intended to have filed earlier than you actually are. But there's limits, and that limits the limit is very specific. It is up to 6 months, but no farther back than your full retirement age. So his full retirement age is likely 65. So he reached his full retirement age back at 65, some 25 years ago. He's able to file a retroactive application, but only for up to 6 months. So that's not a lot if he was eligible to receive Social Security benefits back at age 65. Now, this is kind of a strange situation. The author, I think we can deduce that they believe that he's qualified or he's eligible for Social Security benefits, which if he earned $23,000 a year for a long enough period of time, he would be eligible. What I don't know is if he was eligible all the way back at age 65. That would be very sad if that were the case, because he could have been receiving a benefit this entire time, even though he continued to work, because once you reach your full retirement age, you're able to continue working and earning without a reduction of your Social Security benefits. So although those rules have changed over time, and I'd have to go back and you know, look if it really was in place at his age 65. That was quite a while ago, 25 years ago, and I'm trying to recall what the exact year that they allowed people to continue to work without the earnings test applying. But nevertheless, we're talking about a long period of time here. I'd have to get a lot more details from them. But I wanted to answer this because it's critical that people file for their benefits when they become eligible if they want them. Once you reach age 70, there's no benefit to waiting. So up till that point, you might argue there's a benefit to delaying your filing, and you might choose to not file even though you're eligible to file. But once you reach age 70, there's no reason to delay any further. You're just giving up money that you could otherwise be receiving. So the sad situation is, no matter when he became eligible, assuming he is, he's limited to that 6 months. So he should immediately go in and file back as far as he can, which is likely going to be that six-month limit. The only hope for getting more than that in this particular case is if it was a Social Security system error. They will make good on past benefits where it's been shown that it was due to an error on their part, on Social Security's part, rather than you just failing to claim. So if there's any documentation where this person has filed or made an intent to claim, just contacted them, even in requesting information about claiming could be enough, and they were denied inappropriately or given bad information saying they weren't eligible when they really were, anything that could point to Social Security being the reason why he didn't receive benefits for all this time, instead of his lack of filing, then that's the one little glimmer of hope there might be for him to claim more than 6 months. Likely, though, this is going to be limited to the six-month rule. But I will reach out to this person to see if there's any other details where we might be able to give them a little bit better news. So thanks for joining us. If you have any questions, please reach out. We are trying to get caught up on past questions, but we always welcome your emailed questions here at helpwithmysocialsecurity.com, and I'll be back with you next week with another blog post answering likely another listener question.
Are you interested in your own customized Social Security analysis? If so, visit us at helpwithmysocialsecurity.com and click the Contact Jim and Chris Button. Jim and Chris offer a $75 Social Security optimization analysis that includes a one-hour consultation to discuss the specifics of your Social Security situation. This very affordable offer is for both singles and couples and will provide you the information you need to make an informed decision about claiming your Social Security benefits.
Securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research Incorporated, a broker-dealer, member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through Cambridge Investment Research Advisors Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Jim Solnier, LLC, and Cambridge are not affiliated.